bless your word on this morning and glorify thyself. To them that have an ear, God, would you let them hear what thus said the Lord. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen and amen. I'm going to read the scripture. Shall we stand to our feet one more time? Revelation chapter 21, beginning at verse number 1 down through verse number 8. And it reads as thus: And I saw a new heaven and a new earth, for the first heaven and the first earth were passed away, and there was no more sea. I'm going to stop there, and I want you to let that sink in for just what I've just read. Because, see, sometimes we read and we don't really understand what's saying. Let's let that sink in. And when it has sunk in, just tell me to read. I only hear one. But we are family now. Verse number 2. And I, John, saw the holy city, New Jerusalem, coming down from God out of heaven, prepared as a bride adorned for her husband. Let that sink in. Then when you get ready, tell me to read. Hallelujah. And I heard a great voice out of the heaven saying, Behold, the tabernacle of God is with me, and he will dwell with them, and they shall be his people, and God himself shall be with them and be their God. Let that sink in. Then when you're ready, tell me to read. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. And God shall wipe away all tears from their eyes. And there shall be no more death, neither sorrow, neither crying, neither shall there be any more pain. For the former thing are passed away. Let it sink in. Let it sink in real deep. And then tell me to read. Hallelujah. And he that sat upon the throne said, Behold, I make all things new. And he said unto me, Write, for these words are true and faithful. Let that sink in. When it gets sunk in, I want you to tell me to read. Hallelujah. And he said unto me, It is done. I am Alpha and Omega, the beginning and the end. I will give unto him that is athirst of the fountains of the water of life free. Let that sink in. Hallelujah. And when he's sunk in, tell me to read. Hallelujah. He that overcometh shall inherit all things. And I will be his God, and he shall be my son. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Let it sink in. And when it sunk in, say we. Oh, glory to God. Verse number 8. Hallelujah. But the fearful unbelieving, the abominable, murderers, and whoremongers, and sorcerers, all idolaters, and all liars shall have their part in the lake which burneth with fire and brimstone, which is the second death. Hallelujah. I want you to think on that too. And after you have thought on it, then you can be seated. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Oh, glory. Thank you, Lord. This is not what I'm talking about, but I want to talk to you a little bit about what does the phase God is sovereign to. And I read that scripture. Don't forget that, because it sunk in, right? I'm going to give a little water. You know, like when you eat, you know, sometimes food get hung up in your crow. So then I'm going to give it this little bit of water so you can wash it down. It says that, what does the phrase God is sovereign really mean? The way I like to explain God's sovereignty, that is simply to say God is in control. But in the dictionary, you would find words and phrases like superior, the greatest, supreme in power and authority, ruler and independent of all others in its definition. But the way I like to explain it, God's sovereignty best is simply to say that God is in control of everything. Then the Bible definition tells us, and it has content of its sovereignty, it says that there is absolute nothing that happens in the universe that is outside of God's influence and authority. As King of kings and Lord of lords, God has no limitation. Consider just a few more of the claims the Bible makes about God. And these scriptures that I have for you is telling you that there is no other power but God. And what God has said, you can believe it and take it to the bank and cash and get your eternity. Hallelujah. God is not a liar. There is going to be a new heaven and a new earth. Why? How do I? Because God said it, and I believe it. Colossians 1 and 19. Would you read? Can you read it again? God has all power, and he has passed it on to Jesus. The next verse is telling the sovereignty of God. Romans 11:33. Read. Read that again, Elder.
Oh, the depth of riches, both of the wisdom and knowledge of God, how unsearchable are his judgments.
Hallelujah. You know, you got people that still try to find the mind of God. And it tells you right there that you can't. But because they're hard-headed and they're humanistic, You find other people that's trying to search and find the mind of God. You know what happened to them. They're in the crazy house. They're in the institution. They go crazy. Our next scripture is Jeremiah 32 and 17. What I'm trying to show you this morning is that God is all God. All by himself. Without him, there was nothing. Hallelujah. Before him, there was God. After him, there was God. So nothing will ever pre-exit or pre before God, because God has been always. It says that he is the self-existent one. And our last scripture, Psalms 103 and 19.
The Lord has prepared his throne in the heavens, and his kingdom rules over all.
Hallelujah. He sits high, and he looks low. No man will ever be of nothing above God. His glory is so strong. His glory is so mighty. It will destroy you. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. And my subject for this morning will be coming from our scripture, Revelations chapter 21, verses 1 through 8, a made up mind to live with God in eternity. And I want to make that personal. I have made up my mind that I'm going to live with God in eternity. You have to have a made up mind. And the only way that you can get a made up mind is you got to understand who God is. Glory to God. Saints of God, why I do what I do? Because God has something that I desire and I need. I need eternal life. I want eternal life. And in order for me to gain that, I have to do what the King of Kings, the Lord of Lords, has said that one must do to gain eternal life. Well, what would it be like to live with God forever and ever? I think about that. I think about that in my older life as I've gotten older and older. And wonder what it would be like to live with Jesus in eternity forever. And as I read chapter 21 last night, the Revelation chapter 21, it tells us and it gives us some insight of what it's going to be like to live in eternity with God. Hallelujah. All the bad and the negative things of this world are going to be conquered and destroyed. There will be no more pollutions and impurities. All of the ungodliness and evil, all of the suffering and pain, all of the corruption that we got going on, and death is going to be gone. It is all going to be erased. It's going to be eliminated and done away with. The day is coming when there will will be no more impure government like what we got going on now. There's going to be no more corrupt religion. Yes, we have some corrupt religion. Glory to God. There's going to be no more bad leaders. Oh, glory to God. That painful suffering that we go through will be no more. There will be no more sin and no more temptation. Thank you, Jesus. I got a made up mind. Glory to God. This is a glorious message in Revelation that God had allowed, glory to God, John to see. Glory to God. And he wanted the people who are believers to know that. And I'm cutting it short, that if you live right, heaven will belong to you. Thank you, Jesus. Glory, hallelujah. God is going to take Satan and all the ungodly and evil of this world, and it's going to be destroyed. I'm going to heaven. I've got my mind made up. God is going to make, glory to God, a new heaven. Hallelujah. A new heaven. Glory to God. And a new earth. Oh, glory. Hallelujah. The present earth that we walk right now is defective. It's defective because it's been cursed. It was cursed because of sin. Thank you, Jesus. 2 Peter 3:10 said, but the day of the Lord will come as a thief in the night, in which the heavens shall pass away with a great noise, and the elements shall melt with fervent heat. The earth also and the works that are therein shall be burnt up. Burn up. Burn up. What does fire mean? To purify. It's going to be burnt up. God is going to make all things new. And when he does, there's going to be no more tears. Oh, hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Don't you want to go? Do you want to go? Hallelujah. I want to go. Make up in your mind. Glory to God. Hallelujah. No more pain. No more death. No more disasters or destruction. No more thorns. Hallelujah. I went out the other day, Brother Joe, and then I was coming out the house. That's a piece of thing what we got, what we were supposed to put some lamps up. My brother never got a picture, and some grass was growing. So I went down to pull up the grass, and you know what happened? My head got stuck by a thorn. Nobody planted it. It came up because the earth is cursed. I got stuck. But there will be no more thorns, no more thistles, no more hunger, no more thirst. Don't you want to go? Oh, glory to God. Think how peaceful and comfortable it's going to be. Think of the security, hallelujah, and the provisions, and the abundance of overflowing of every good thing. Hallelujah. Every perfect gift. Glory to God. The fullness of life that will be possible upon that earth. The new earth. Not this earth, but the new earth. The earth will be new, perfect, perfected by God in every conceivable way. A perfect earth. Hallelujah. It's beyond our comprehension. But this book of Revelation in the 21st chapter gives gives us a motivation to live right. Hallelujah. To be in a new earth that God had built by himself. But it is exactly what scripture declares is going to happen. God is going to create a new earth as well as a new heaven. I'm 72 years old, Brother Joe. Ever since I've been big enough to remember, I know something about heaven and hell. Even as a young kid, what have they always said? God is soon to come. You got people right now, man. They've been saying that ever since you was a kid. But one day it's going to come. Hallelujah, it's going to come. And it behooves every one of us to be ready. And are you ready to go to heaven? To go back with him?
Jesus.
It's going to happen. Because the all-sovereign God, who is all power, says that it's going to happen. I didn't say it. God said it. And he passed it on down through his prophets and the apostles. It's going to happen. See. Hallelujah. We'll be destroyed. Cast into the lake of fire.
Yes.
Hallelujah. I remember, and I close with it now. I remember the story of Noah. Hallelujah. Just like we'll set it here, telling the people that it's going to rain. I'm telling you that it's going to rain, but it's not going to be wet. It's going to rain with fire. Glory to God. God, hallelujah, in the past time of the flood, he looked down and he seen that it was evilness everywhere. Everywhere he looked, he saw the evilness of men. Nobody wanted to walk with God. If you look in the world today, you see a lot of evil. Hallelujah. Everywhere you look, it seems as if there's more evil than it is good. Thank you, Jesus. Every once in a while, there comes a time when God has to intercede and make a correction of the mistakes of men. Come on and say thank you, Jesus. Just like he did in the day of Noah, God looked down from heaven, and the Bible said it displeased him. And God said that I'm going to destroy man. I'm going to wipe man off of this earth. Oh, glory to God. But he had one family. You know that glory to God, that transparent family, that God saw righteousness in Noah. And he told Noah, he said, I'm going to use Noah. I'm going to use Noah to build me an ark to save his family and save some animals so that they can repopulate the earth. Oh, glory to God. The Bible says that Noah preached for 100 years. Glory to God. Nobody came. Nobody believed when Noah said that it was going to rain. But this rain was going to destroy them. Thank you, Jesus. But Noah believed God. He believed God. Hallelujah. They called him crazy. Oh, hallelujah. But one day, hallelujah, one day, hallelujah, it began to rain. Oh, glory to God. It began to rain. It began to rain. Oh, glory to God. And I believe, glory to God, as Noah and his sons were sitting out, enjoying the beautiful atmosphere, when all of a sudden it began to rain. You know what happens when we get caught in the rain? Hallelujah. We grab what's important to us and we run to shelter. The ark was Noah's shelter. Oh, glory to God. He got in the shelter. Oh, glory to God. And the door was closed. Noah didn't close. Noah didn't close the door. Glory to God. God closed the door. And when God locks something, only God can open it. Glory to God. The Bible says that it began to rain. Oh, glory to God. It rained for 40 days and 40 nights. All of humanity was destroyed, but them that was on the ark. And after the flood, glory to God, God made a covenant, hallelujah, with Noah, hallelujah. And Noah built an altar to glorify God. But see, when the world was destroyed, glory to God, by water, sin was not destroyed. Sin was in Noah. Sin was in Noah. Sin was in Noah's wife. Sin was in their kids. Why? Because the seed of sin had been given down through the first Adam. Glory to God. So sin had not been destroyed. Thank God that he had a plan before the foundation of the world. Oh, glory to God. But this time, glory to God, the world shall be purified. Oh, glory to God. Just like in the day of Noah, the ark was there of protection. When the world will be destroyed by fire, God, Jesus, the Holy Ghost, is our protector. The Bible says, oh, glory to God. Hallelujah. Did you hear that trumpet? See, everybody's not going to hear that trumpet. Glory to God. Hallelujah. If you're not saved, Holy Ghost feel, when the trump sound in the air, if you don't have the Holy Ghost, you're not going to hear the trump of God. The Bible says, oh, glory to God, that them that are in Christ shall be caught up. Oh, glory to God. Hallelujah. The dead shall rise first. Those people whose body was thrown into the sea, those bodies that were what they call cremated, hallelujah, it's going to come together again. Hallelujah. And we all are going to be caught up, hallelujah, to meet him. Glory to God. Hallelujah. It ain't going to be no first place. Hallelujah. What are you talking about? I beat you here. I got here before you got here. Ain't going to be none of that. Hallelujah. When we all get to heaven, what a joyous day that will be. Hallelujah. Sin, death, Satan, itself is going to be thrown into the lake of fire. I'm looking forward to heaven. I'm looking to see Jesus in love and in peace. As the song says, there is a highway to heaven. It's a highway to heaven. None can walk up there. Whoa, but the pure in heart, it's a highway to heaven. One more time. Of disobedience, sin entered the world and corrupted every one of us. It was in the seed of Adam where sin lied. That's why Jesus prophesied in 3:15, very first prophet, said that the seed of woman was going to bruise the heel of Satan. And that seed that he was talking about was the seed of Jesus Christ. Nowhere in history will you ever find where the seed was in a woman. God did that for us. God's love. And when you read, hallelujah, 3:16, one of the favorite and most memorable verses, for God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten son, that whosoever believeth shall not perish but have everlasting life. And when you read that scripture alone, it tells you how high God will go for us. It tells us how deep he will go. Hallelujah. And he proved that when he went very into the depths of hell to free those who Satan had in captivity and to steal the keys from Satan. And the breath of there is no breath that God won't go for his people. Father, we come at this very hour to say thank you, Jesus. Thank you, God, for the opportunity that you gave us by the giving of the ultimate gift of your Son, Jesus Christ, who came here, Lord, and died a horrible, miserable, painful death because he loved us and he loved you. Because of his obedience to you, to death, he didn't do like the first Adam. The first Adam turned his back on the command that he gave, that you gave him. But the second Adam fulfilled it to the utmost. And because he carried out your orders, death on the cross, hallelujah, you raised him from the dead to reign and live eternally with you. And because of his obedience, we live with him, in him, and through him. Thank you, Lord, for the new heaven and the new earth that will reign in eternity forever and ever and ever and ever. Amen and amen. Altar time is always appropriate because it gives the one the opportunity who have been shut out. Hallelujah. Back in the biblical days, the Jews shut out the Gentile. They didn't want, they thought that they had, they couldn't have a God, that they didn't need a God. And because of their selfishness, they got left out at that particular time. But altar call is for anyone who wants a new life and a new walk with Christ. That you have made up your mind that you are just sick and tired of being sick and tired of the same old routine. I'm here to tell you this morning that God can and will make a difference in your life. It's not difficult. And see, the Bible tells us that if you seek ye first, and you know what seek is, you're looking to find. Seek ye first the kingdom of God and all of its righteousness. And all those other things will be added unto thee. Saints of God, there is a blessing plan. And when you become in the family of God, all the blessings that God told Abraham that he was going to have, and he promised them, that same promise automatically becomes part of us. Why? Because we have been engrafted in adoption. Jesus adopted us into the family. Hallelujah. Through the Holy Ghost. And I know some of us that are young and that we don't understand. Stop trying to understand and say, they say, let go and let God. Everything that you need to know about him is written in the Bible.